You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box, and joining us today in the studio is Christy Staples, along with the founder, Jay Barnett, of The Me Project. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great.
What's going on, JJ? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, first off, you got to tell me about The Me Project. Let me know what it's all about.
The Me Project is it's a program I started. I started about a year ago, and it wasn't until I met Chris to the program just kind of picked up some legs and started moving forward. But it's a five-week program. We go into the schools, various organizations, church groups, anywhere that people have youth and anywhere that they're looking for the youth to have leadership and guidance. And so we go in, five-week program. It's very intense. We teach leadership all the way down from identity crisis to character renovation. We're teaching young men how to build a vision, how to have a goal, and also, you know, giving them the mindset to be determined to finish. So, you know, so many of our youth, they easily quit these days because their minds are fragile, because iPhone, iPads does all the thinking for them. So they're not using their minds and using their thinking ability. So, and that's what we do basically with the Me Project. So, we travel various schools. Right now, we're in two KIPP schools, location out on the northeast side at KIPP Polaris, which is an all-boys program.
Okay.
And we're at KIPP Liberation, thing, which is off of 610 and MLK.
I love the KIPP programs.
Yeah, it's a very – I wish I had that schooling system when I was
coming
up.
Right,
yeah. Maybe I would have went to Harvard or somewhere.
Right, yeah, they ain't no joke, boy. So what is the age range?
The age range, we usually start with fifth graders on all the way up through 12th graders. But most schools that are reaching out to us are usually concerned about the 6th through 8th grade levels, which are very pivotal years, which kids tend to, you know, start to feel themselves, as
old people say.
Yes,
they
do. So, you know, they're experiencing, you know, a lot of hormones change. They experience, you know, they're maturing.
Yeah.
Their minds are changing. They're forming opinions.
Yes.
You know.
Strong opinions.
Yeah, very. And so most of the schools that reach out to us and the schools that have me to come out and speak, their ages are from anywhere from 12 through 16.
Okay. So. All right. Good. Okay. So there has to be something that inspired you to even come up with this idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I had had a lot of inspiration. Originally, I'm born and raised in Mississippi. My parents divorced. That's how we got to Texas. And my parents divorced when I was 13. So from about 13 up until my mid-20s, just didn't really have any guidance and no, you know, had little male encounters here and there, but just no real male leadership.
Yeah.
You know, I was just a boy just trying to figure it out. And, you know, went on to college to play football on a scholarship. Thank God I graduated in 4 years.
All right.
So I'm very blessed to have that.
Graduated in 4 years. Yeah. Wow. People
so,
do that.
Yeah. So and had opportunity to get into the NFL. It didn't work out for me. And so by that time, I found myself basically, you know, on the outside looking at life, just really didn't have any direction.
Mm-hmm.
And all I thought I could do was play football.
Wow.
And so, you know, I went through depression. I was suicidal in college, and that's my testimony.
Yeah.
Nobody knew it. And, you know, I had a great college career, but no one knew the demons that I was fighting outside of that.
Yeah.
And so, and it wasn't until, you know, I hit 28 and I figured it out that, you know, I only thought that's all I could do because, you know, that was the only thing I was exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to expose myself to more different people, different things,
yeah,
and I started to find out different things about myself. And so, and that, you know, that is what inspires me for this program, is exposing these young men, especially in the African-American community, because they're only exposed to being entertainers and athletes.
Right. Rappers and ball players.
Right. And, you know, and I graduated with business study along with Kinesis. So, you know, I could have went and got a job. But, you know, my thing was like, no, you know, all I can do is run
a ball. That's
so
right.
And it wasn't until, you know, it hit me and I had a breakdown. And, you know, throughout the time of my depression, you know, I felt, you know, God coming to me, say, hey, listen, here's a choice you have. I can't help you until you decide to live, decide that you want to change and decide that you want better. And so this is what inspires me to not only work with these young men, but the young women as well.
Nice. Very nice. Very inspiring story. We kind of spoke earlier about some of the things that you find the young people need to really work on. And something you had mentioned was their identity.
Being swag is being who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's one of the things that I think that is so, you know, it's such a issue in our society, because when you have a group of people that are just following and nobody's out front,
yeah.
You know, you look in our culture, we had leaders in the 60s and 70s, and from the 80s, up until now, there's really nobody to step out front. And
right.
The leaders now are entertainers.
Yeah.
You know, nothing against them, but, you know, I mean, their message is what their message is, and, you know, I don't speak against that, because they'll work and they function in the gifts that God blessed them in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just try to help them to see that, you know, being who you are is so important, because when you know who you are, people can never take you to a place where you don't belong.
Right, right.
So,
all right, very good.
Yeah.
It's interesting you were talking about, too, like just how all we see are the entertainers and the ball players right now. And I was having this conversation with this guy just the other day. We were talking about jobs, like having like a real, you know, back in the day, people do career fairs at school and stuff like that. But, you know, you don't see like certain jobs put out there where kids can be like, oh, man, like I never thought about the people who actually make the perfume. You know, you
exactly.
You know what perfume you want. You know that you're going to spend X amount of dollars to save up to get this perfume that you really want. But you never think about the people who actually, the chemists that are actually making this perfume.
Yeah.
All you know is Usher got his perfume and Beyonce got her perfume. But there's other people that are behind the scenes that are making some paper.
Making
blue. You know what I mean? But you don't even know about them. And so it's like you said, trying to expose these kids to, you know, what they just have no idea about, like what's beyond the surface of what they can see.
Yeah.
It is something that's really important. And I do commend you both for stepping up and doing that, because a lot of people will say, I don't have time. If there are people who want to get involved and learn more about your program, where can they go?
Christy.
Dun, 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 dun.
To get more information on The Me Project, you can find us online. We are at www.themeproject.net.
Okay.
And we are also on Facebook under the same. We also tweet. At Twitter, we are The Me Projects with an S.
Okay.
So we are very much socially responsible. We are out there on the net. We're very active. We're very active. And we do respond to emails, everything.
Awesome.
I'll let Chris talk about. We do have another entity called the We Project, Women of Excellence, and so that actually is kicking off this fall at a KIPP location.
Give me the scoop.
Yeah, so the Me Project is the female version of the Me Project, and what we do with the girls is pretty much the same thing. When they're in those transitional phases, when they need that affirmation, when they need that big sister type figure to look up to, and they need those professional women to not be their reality star, to be an upright citizen that has, you know, a job, that has a family, or that has the aspirations to go back and help young women, because I think that's where young women get the umph to be graceful, to be polished, to be poised, is that they have someone in their life that shows them how to wear pearls, that shows them how to apply makeup, that shows them how to be in a relationship with the man and not be intimate, you
right.
know, and still be friends. You
right.
know, it's those things, those values that women don't place that high regard on anymore, because they don't have anybody showing them, because they do see the basketball wives or the divas and things of that sort. And they don't see anything outside of that church woman.
Yeah.
You know, even though we are Christians, but you do need that extra woman that's the role model, that's not on TV and that's not in church all the time, that is a regular everyday woman,
and somebody that still is going to come across as cool, so that I can relate, you know what I mean?
Because the thing is, with the woman, we have to be transparent and not condone the girls for what they're doing, because nothing's new under the sun.
No.
We've done those same things.
We did.
But we've overcome them. So, and we knew what were our triggers. Now that we're older, we know our triggers that, you know, kept us from going down that path, or if we did dabble in that path, we got back on track.
Yeah.
So it's those transparent moments that you can really pull a girl out of a situation that she might be in,
yeah,
or one that she might be thinking about,
right,
or even one that she might not even know that she's in.
Right.
And just open her eyes up to see that you are a woman, you're beautiful, you're powerful, you are made this way for a reason, and you have a purpose.
Yeah.
And let's hone in on your purpose.
We can do it.
And the good thing to what Chris is saying in the We Project, I'm very active with it. I teach 15 minutes, and you know, we have a week that is called Made Up But Made Down.
Hmm.
Talk about women, and not just talking about women, and not to generalize, but we're talking about how on the outside you're made up, you're macked up, you got your Bobby Brown on, your Maybelline, whatever you prefer,
yeah,
you know, but on the inside you're made down.
Yeah.
And so I give them a perspective to, because at the end of the day, and I always bring young women in like Chris or someone that's a professional on the topic or whatever we're dealing with that week to, you know, counter off of what I'm speaking about. But it's good that for them to hear from a male perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, men respect what you give off.
If
carry yourself like a lady, they're going to respect you. But if you carry yourself like somebody just out here and it's just whatever and you about their life, that's exactly how they're going to treat you.
That's how they're going
to
treat you.
As they're about their life.
Yeah.
And the other important thing about Jay teaching the classes for the first 15 minutes is that men have the power to give identity. So when a male tells you something,
yeah,
it takes a total different spin. It has a different weight to it,
oh, yeah,
than a woman telling you something, because you're going to listen up to that man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not bad that he's, you know, easy on the eyes either. But women,
yeah,
men have the power to give identity.
Yeah.
So that's where we use Jay's expertise to go in and talk to the girls, because they do need that man that's telling them, you don't have to be in an abusive relationship. You don't have to do things that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
So when a man tells you that,
yeah,
you kind of listen up,
yeah,
you kind of perk up and you, yeah, kind of keep that.
Yeah.
And you kind of replay that, it when you get in those situations that I don't want to do this.
That is, that's pretty awesome too, because I totally agree. And I think that when you have these young girls being able to listen to a man speak from a guy's perspective, even just letting them know, like, you know what, when a guy says this is really what
he
means.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
what I mean? Because,
yes,
you're right. Me,
yes,
telling them that, they'll be like, whatever.
Yes.
No, you need to hear it from a guy so that,
yes,
you can really understand. Like, you know, I feel really bad for some of these girls, and I see them, you know, at the mall and at concerts, these young girls, and I'm like, y'all have no idea. I hear the guys running game or whatever, and I'm like,
and I'm so grateful that I have Jay in my life. I wish everybody had a Jay, but I don't want everybody to have him, because Jay has taught me so much about a male, about a man. He's given me a role model to look at that's my age, that I can relate to, that I can call up and be, Jay, you know, woo, woo, woo.
Right. What you think about this?
Oh, well, this is what it's, you know, even that communication piece that I grew up without my father in my home. I'm just like Jay from Mississippi. Mm. Both of us being from Mississippi, and both of us, our parents divorced when we were 8.
Mm.
My father was absent from the household.
Yeah.
My mother filled in the gap as much as she could, because she loved me so much that I didn't miss him. I didn't know I missed him until I got older and got to college and I started dealing with guys, and I was just so
trying to search for what you didn't have.
I didn't know.
You know,
he said this and what?
Yeah.
But now that I have Jay in my life and I'm in my 30s, it takes on a different approach. It takes on a different meaning when you have a brother in your life that can, that understands you.
Yeah.
That has the best interest for you, and that will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And that helps you to grow. So he's helped me to grow so much in relationships, and I'm a firm believer that you can be in a relationship with a man and not be intimate.
Oh yeah.
You know, and those are the best relationships that you grow from, because you don't know how they think. They don't
Absolutely.
Know how you think. But the more you talk and the more you intertwine and the more you get to know people and know that they have a heart for you, you grow.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier.
And then there you
have,
it's about that growing.
Easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like so much easier. I feel you on that. Girl, we're gonna be here all day. Look, I'm about to go get me a cup of coffee. Keep talking. Okay, so once again, what's the website where people can go if they want to be a part or maybe even volunteer?
Yes, we need tons of volunteers.
Okay.
The website again is www.themeproject.com. themeproject.net.
Okay, awesome. We want to thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate you,
JJ,
you both.
Thank
you.
You
guys are awesome. All right. You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.